Cash Talk supporters, now you can take us everywhere you go. Available everywhere on all major platforms.
Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like cash talk.
Yo, it's your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, a.k.a. Last of a Dying Breed. And you listen to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. There's Cash Talks. There's no talks like Cash Talks, man. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for taking your time out your life to listen to Cash Talks. What a show we have today. Be joined by a guest that I'm very, very pleased to have calling in. But before I let her introduce herself, I just want to say salute to each and every one of you that come back on a daily basis to check out Cash Talk Podcast. I can never do it without you guys. Make sure you guys follow Cash Talk Podcast. It's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all of your major podcast platforms. Make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook as well. Make sure you follow and tell any and everybody that have a soul to do the same. Before we go farther, before I introduce the guest, I want to just say a small prayer. Lord, Yahshua, Jesus, please bless the show. Please bless me and touch my mind, body, and soul to do your will. Please touch my guest to be able to feel free and comfortable as she speak her mind and give out truth for us both to wake up to sleep, Lord Father. Please give us the mindset and the energy, Lord Father, to let this podcast and this show touch someone right now that is simply confused and anxiety is through the roof and stress, Lord Father. Let this podcast make someone feel peace, Lord Father. Let someone learn something new about what's going on and that's deceived and with deception, Lord Father. Use me and my guest today to just freely be able to do your will, Lord Father, and to bring somebody closer to the truth and closer to you. We both say in Jesus' name, Yahshua's name, we pray. Amen. All right. Listen, without further ado, I want you to introduce yourself.
I'm Cassandra Lewis, yes. And I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Louisiana in the building. I just want to say thank you for calling in to the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You know, kind of the things you into and what kind of brings you on the podcast today.
Okay, well, I'm a cook. I'm 47 years old. I'm just a little old girl from Shreveport, Louisiana. I have four children. They all grown. I got 8 grandkids. And my grandmother and my mother and my father, they're still living.
I just want to share it with you guys.
Been
sharing on social media and things like that, and a lot of things that you be talking about and you be posting is exactly what, you know, I'm about. And I just said, look, I gotta have you on the show.
And I thank you so much, because this is so important for everybody to know, because a lot of people don't know what's going on. They just wake up every morning and just think the day's just going on. No, it's stuff going on that you don't even know about, and it's concerning your future.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. But let's go ahead and get right into things right now. We all know what's, well, a lot, if you have to be sleeping under the rock or live on another planet not to know what's been going on, you know, we've been on lockdown, stay in place orders and things like that. A lot of people think that this thing is just about a virus, and that, you know, you wear your mask, you know, you wear your gloves, and you protect and stand in a house, you know what I'm saying, it's protecting you from the boogeyman. But we both know that it's more to it, and this is why we're here today.
The 5G tower,
so you good.
I know what they're doing there. I know why they're sneaking them in there well, too. It's crazy.
Well, let's start there then. Let's talk about the 5G towers. Go ahead.
Well, let's get it. The 5G towers that they putting in so undercover and so secretly, they are for the artificial intelligence robots that they are about to start working. And I would say not this year, but I'll say within the next year or so, we'll be working with robots. And you know, robots don't get sick, they don't call in to work. They going to be on time every day. See, we die and we get sick, so we don't serve them no purpose. So if they get a robot, just think about it. The robot going to be on time, going to perform well. They don't get sick. They don't need to go home early or nothing. All they need is to be plugged in a socket.
You are on the money, okay? Because like I literally read an article the other day. I don't know if you saw it yourself, but the trucking industry, like they said by 2021 they got semi trucks that literally drive themselves, and that's gonna put so many truckers out of the business. It's gonna put so many family at risk of not being able to have incomes. Man, I saw the write up, I saw the video, and we talking about semi truck. We know the trucking business is huge for this country and the world. You saw it? Crazy.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a shortage of food. It's gonna be a shortage of water, and that's how everybody's gonna start going crazy.
Well, we actually seen people going crazy, you know, with the tissue paper and everything else. Yeah, you know, we are definitely in the pre stages.
I was one of those people. We just buy tissue for 3 weeks.
Wow. I gotta tell you
about something else that disturbed me so bad, and I really want everybody to know about this. Okay, now it's a guy called Jurgen Schmidhuber. I can't pronounce his name right, but I can spell it. But it's all about diabetic retinopathy, and it's 400 million people in the world that's going to have diabetes. They say keep getting going every year and getting tested because this diabetes is very aggressive. It's three diabetes like in one that we getting from eating this food and drinking this water that we drinking. And see, they've been knew about this stuff, so they're trying to make our bodies die out because they know they're not going to need us in the future because they're going to be using robots. So let's say like everybody gonna have these diabetes, they gonna start losing their vision, and so by the time all that start happening, the robot's gonna be in full form and ready to work.
Wow, that's a bombshell right there. Because see, a lot of people that's listening in to us right now, you know we got some people that this is all new. You know, we got naive people, then we got some people just ignorant to the fact right now, and they learning new things. But we talking artificial. I know for a lot of people out there might be like, wait, what's going on? I just thought it was a virus. This is why it's so. Let's take it from the beginning. Let's talk about the vaccines, and then we're gonna go into breaking it down. The reason why, you know, I'm so passionate, why I want to break people to people that look, it's not just about a vaccine, it ain't just about a virus, it ain't about, and the reason why I'm personally focused on, you know, Bill Gates and any other company or person that's talking about getting the vaccines, because it's not what they selling us, as you know already. It's the vaccine. It's what's inside. Yeah, it's what's inside the vaccines. Like I had a guest on the other day, and he had a connection. Somebody that's literally worked for FEMA for 35 years that told him some inside info. And one of the things that this is out in the open, that's in the vaccines, is this gel. And the gel goes into your body and grips into your body and grows into your body. It's more effective than just a chip. See, a microchip they can put in, but you can take it out. But if this gel get into your body, it grows into your body, and the 5G towers interact with the gel, which give them inside your body, you know, your heart rate, your health information. This stuff is mind blowing. I mean, for someone listening in, yeah, it sounds like a sci-fi movie, but like I always said from the get-go, homie, I always say movies tells you what reality is. It's not the other way around, you know? But these vaccines, can you? No. Hollywood is a operation. It's a mental operation to mentally lead humanity in one direction. So when things actually happen, you could almost be like, "Well, I saw this before." In your subconscious, man, like I saw this before. You know, I've been through it before. Think about Will Smith and iRobot. You remember that movie, iRobot, and all those movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And just robots gonna be interacting with us like normal people, and they're gonna go to work just like we going. They're gonna just go. I said, this is just too much. It's really done got crazy. But I know. Have you ever heard of the man Jurgen Schmidhuber?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now and then his little seminar Right. He got the long term and short term, like he did that for the Google and the Facebook. That really make me don't want to use the phone no more, because he really trying to say that we are dummies and we stupid, because he based Facebook, Google, and Apple and all that off long term and short term memory. And so he the one that's going to start, but the robots already made, really, they really ready to bring them out. It's just that how many people they're going to be able to kill with this virus and get them out the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, population control to get the 7.8 billion people down to 500 million people. And this is what it's all about. And this is what so many people, my friend, just do not understand. They don't understand the bigger picture of what's happening. What's actually going on? Like, what's actually?
Right.
It's already.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. Now talk about Google. Google just released the other day, which they've been tracking us, but they just putting out in the open that they working with communities all across the United States where they tracking everywhere we go and they putting that information to our local. You saw that? And they putting that information. Yeah, and they put our information to local, our local leaders in our communities to let us know where are we going and if we pressing this social distancing. That was very invasive.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was very invasive and invading our privacy. And why is people not, like, highlighting that? You know what I mean?
Right. That's illegal. They cannot do that. That is pathetic, but they're going to do it anyway. Ain't nothing we can do to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
But keep your location on your phone.
Yeah, there you go. Or don't take your phone with you when you go out.
Take your phone with you. Leave it at home.
But, okay, what do you feel about, you know, this is my theory, right? One of my theories. To me, it's not one thing that's going on here. To me, it's like hundreds of things at the same time going on, you know? What do you think about the social distancing? I think they are introducing that into humanity, into society. I think for a lot of reasons, to get us from being in human contact with one another, because they keep us, like me and you, if they could take us from coming together and spreading information to people and keep us apart encourage us to snitch on each other, then that make us weak as a society. And then on top of that, I think they have social distancing for facial recognition. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because for they machines and for their cameras, if they got us like social distancing from each other, the machines can work better on facial recognition and it's spotting us
right.
and telling them what they need to know. What you think?
That's right. And that's so crazy. But like you said, people don't know about this stuff, but it is so true. And I will beg that people wake up, because really this is an injustice. Now, they've been messing up black people all these years. Now, they come with this stuff. Every time they come with something to try to keep us down and hold us down. Now, they're trying to erase us off the earth so they can put robots to work. This is so crazy. And plus with the diseases, how they doing with the disease, I don't even think it's a cure for it, because Bill Gates and his wife came up with this. They all made money to make this disease to try to wipe out humankind. Stephen Hawking said before he died, Stephen Hawking said that we need to try to establish a socialization on another planet, because this planet is going to be wiped out pretty soon. I think about 100 more years, it will be no planet Earth no more.
Well, look, put it like this. I agree with what you're saying, but I know one thing we can, I'm sure, better, and they're going to be humanity as we know it no more. And I had the privilege on my other podcast, Cash Count Podcast, where I interview different people, celebrities, and up-and-coming brands. I talked to, I don't want to say her name, but he's a super producer in the industry for a lot of years. He used to be with the Rough Riders. He's a super producer. He's married to a superstar, so you probably could know who I'm talking about. She's a singer and played the piano.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. So I interviewed his BM, because he got another kid by her, a BM, and she stay in London. And she broke down a lot of things on the record and off the record to me, what's going on. And she said by 2045 that, like you hit it right on the money, that literally machine and humans going to be combined. Basically, they're trying to take over our minds. They're trying to literally control our minds with remote control. So I don't... we doing all we can do to try to tell people, listen to me. This is the time. I feel like we running out. I feel like God gave us a grace period, and this is a time where we can. I don't think we can stop what the Bible says is going to happen, but I think we can prolong it. You know, I think we can prolong. Yeah, but I don't think we can stop.
We got a voice.
I agree.
And like I said, I've been listening to ophthalmologists. I've been on this phone looking up everything. They say the end of the world, it could be six things. Zombie apocalypse, the nuclear holocaust, artificial intelligence, asteroids, climate change, or digital immortality.
Yes. Right.
It's going to be one of them six.
Look, and if you notice that you got the lucky number six, okay? They love that we're number six, all right? Six, you right? Amen. Come on, let it shine, man. You know what I mean? Listen, look now. Like I said personally, that I think it's a lot of things at play right now, and. It's to be naive just to focus like on one, and I know majority of the people, right, as we know this virus, coronavirus, but if people know what corona mean, and coronavirus is to mean multiple viruses, and coronavirus have existed, we know, for years, you know, and we're dealing with now, I agree with you. I don't think it's curable, but to be even real, it's keeping it sane. Look, we all will be sick right now, right? We all will be dropping dead. Like, do you remember when it was in China? People was literally dropping dead in the streets. Now, it's over here in America. No one is necessarily doing that, even though we are getting some people that's dying, but it's because they on the, they going to the hospital and it got other issues. Now, this is the deal. My cousin, we just buried my cousin yesterday. He supposed to die from the coronavirus. But what people don't know, he also had heart trouble all through his life, and he also had pneumonia. Now, they said that he died from complications to the coronavirus. See that? It's not necessary the coronavirus in itself.
But if you notice, Chris, they saying people not even dying of diabetes or heart problems no more. They just putting COVID-19 on their paperwork. And that's not even what these people dying of.
Exactly. And my friend, how is people not overlooking that fact?
I don't understand it. I'm not trying to act like I'm no scholar and not have been to college, but I do have common damn sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
listen,
we gotta say so too. I know what's going on, and it's so crazy. And guess what I'm gonna do? When I go home to visit my people in Shreveport, I'm telling everybody that I see about what's going on. Now it's on them to take heed to it or don't. But it's up to me that what I learned to pass it on to somebody else that don't know.
But that's listen to me. That's all we can ask anyone, even anybody listening in. That's all we can ask anyone to do. We can't help if our uncles, our aunties, our friends, or strangers not. You know, a lot of people call me crazy. I'm sure a lot of people call you nuts. That's okay. That's your opinion. But at least I know I planted the seed and I did my true diligence. Now, when things hit the fan, listen, you can't say that no one didn't warn you. You can't, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
and
no,
right,
we have to do that.
Chris, I got to say this. For everybody that's listening, this is not over with. This is just the mini pandemic. The big pandemic finna come now. And that's when everybody going to start opening their eyes, when there be all these millions of people finna get ready to die in these next waves. That's why I wish people really would stay their ass in the house, because this plan these people got for us, these are the richest people in the world, and y'all know they can do anything they want to do with money, but they can't make you come out that house, though. They can't make you come out that house, you see.
I do have to make this clear, because I have been on social media, and I have been, and I know a lot of people have kind of sort of been taking me wrong, and maybe I haven't did my true diligence to really, you know, explain what I mean. Like, with my family and what I, like, in my household, I have been obeying the staying home orders. I have when I go to the stores, I do wear my gloves. Now, I haven't necessarily been wearing a mask. I do wear my gloves. See, I take precaution. I'm not being naive and stupid, right? But, and this coming from someone who cousin just, we buried him yesterday. We got to, he died 3 weeks ago, and we just got to bury him. And, but I didn't get to go because only 10 people out of the family got to go. So, it's crazy. But this is why I personally, a lot of people don't know, okay, going so hard. See, a lot of people don't know. The first thing they ask me is, well, did anybody die in your family or did anybody, friends you know? And I go, well, a friend of mine just died from this. My cousin just died. I'm not saying out here saying that it's nothing going on. I'm not saying that it's not a virus or killing people. I know that. I just buried my cousin. But one thing
one person in my family died from this, but guess what? I love people so much, and I'm so compassionate about my people that when somebody died black that I hear about it, yeah, it messed with me because, like I said, it's their plot. It's their evil plot, and it's going to touch my heart every time somebody passed because this is what they plotted up.
You gotta see that's what it's all about. So you gotta you have a heart. You realize it don't have to be in your family to affect you, because it could be, and it's not. But it's all one of us. We in this together, and it's not. You know that's the reason why we go so hard for total strength. Exactly. I don't even need to know you. You know what I mean? Right. And I don't need to know this trying to, because we understand what it could be tomorrow. And I just want people to know personally, my friend, is just, I just wanted to clear, and it's a good chance to do it, time to do it, because you made a point about staying home. Is I know I go hard, and I'm the main one, like, speaking, like, hey, man, tell these governors to lift the staying home orders and stuff. The reason why I am saying that, my friend, is this. You know how they say wash your hands and wear your mask. They got everybody walking around here looking like nurses and things like that. It's a psychological thing they are doing to people. You know, I'm gonna let you in a minute. So they got everybody, you know, walking around like this. People don't know they psychologically preparing you. So when I'm saying in the lockdown, it's too much of information out here to let you know, wait a minute. Something is not right. Now, I'm not saying it's not none killing or the virus going on, but the things they telling you to wash your hands and wearing your mask and things like that, the cause of what's going on, I don't buy what they telling us. The cause of it.
Right,
so when you hear me stay at home, it makes me wonder. Because I don't know if you have, but I have heard scientists, doctors, literally, like, very high qualified people say out their own mouth, staying at home is actually the worst thing you can do if you do have a virus. Especially, I heard one scientist say that for children, it's really worse. That he even say you keep your schools open. You keep your schools. I heard it from different sources. And say because the virus it was spread. But you need it to spread through air.
Chris, I hate to cut you out, but Chris, listen, the mask they putting on every day, okay, if you putting on the mask, you got chemicals, harmful chemicals that you supposed to be breathing out your body. So if you got the mask on, you're not breathing that stuff out no more. You are therefore taking it back in your body that's not supposed to be in there.
There you go. There you go.
You're not even supposed to be wearing no mask because you're breaking your immune system down instead of wearing. I'm not telling you wear the mask, but I'm saying the effect that it's having walking around with these masks on out there, your body's not releasing the toxic chemicals that it's supposed to because you're breathing it back in.
It can cause you more damage wearing those masks than if you're not wearing the mask. Listen, even common sense, look, even let's take wearing the mask, right? You like you just said, wearing the mask, even common sense, your intuition tells you this something not right. Even staying inside, if it's just a virus, okay, it would, like, some just tell you, wait, I need to get outside. I need sunlight.
You need sunlight.
It's just
sunlight for your body.
Yeah. This is another thing. Listen, friend, like, they want us to stay in. Now, don't get me. I have obeyed and everything, right? But the thing is this. I go, all right. You saying stay in. Then you, the World Health Organization, that's backed 15% by Bill Gates, and you know they, you already know their history of, you know, they telling you. I don't know if you saw the YouTube, the press conference when one of the top people of the WHO Foundation, the organization, was saying, we have the right to. This what made me sound the alarm. Like, really, I ain't gonna lie to you. They said we have the right to go into your house and remove the healthy people out of the home if we suspect, okay, suspect that someone in your home has the coronavirus. And I heard that. That's when I, look. Now they coming after us, okay, the healthy folks, someone that they don't even got the sign. If that was the writing on the wall. That's why when Donald Trump did, I'm not saying, I would never say he's perfect. He got his baggage too. But I'm not going to act like I'm not gonna command a man on doing something that I feel was worth it and was good for humanity, for him not funding the WHO organization and stopped it right at this point. I saluted the man because I don't think people knew what the heck we are facing when the WHO found, with the World Health Organization. When that man said, we can go in your house, what do you think he was telling us? We can go in your house and remove the healthy people and put them in safe. Okay, safe places. Listen to me. You ain't coming. Look, you ain't coming by my door. You better be loaded. You better be clocked. I got my children. See, you don't have to care about your children. Okay, right, and your family. Right, but I know I care.
You gotta take care of yours.
Yeah,
you know. Chris, if you notice through all this pandemic, if you've been watching the news, have you watched the gun sales and the bullet shells been rising? They've been selling out. They selling out of guns and bullets. They ain't hardly got no more.
So why
y'all think people running out there buying all this ammunition and guns?
Exactly. Did you see the videos of the two doctors that came out and spoke just the other day? It's two doctors from, and they literally debunked everything that Dr. Fettuccini, that's what I call him, the doctor at the press conference. They debunked everything he said. Did you see that, them two doctors? That came out and literally used science and used the numbers and said they need to lift the stay at home because that this is basically a hoax. They stopped short from saying that because they knew better, but they said basically this is a hoax, that the numbers don't even add up.
This first one going to be a hoax, but the next one finna come when everybody want to go get their nails and their toes and their hair did. Y'all better do your own damn hair. You shouldn't be wearing all that weave nowhere. Because that's where they going to get there, the barbershop and the beauty shop. And you got a tattoo parlor. Who the hell want to get a tattoo in the damn pandemic going on? The people tell you gonna die if you go out there. They still wanna go. Well, y'all go right on ahead, cause I got a plan, and everybody better have a plan for their own family.
You know, and I have to agree with you 100. But I have to be honest and keep it saying, cause I know it's some people listening to. But Cash, you've been saying this and saying it, cause I want to make it clear right now why I'm saying what I'm saying. Common sense, like you say, you stay in, you protect yourself. But we do have a constitutional. We have a constitutional right. This is why we have a constitutional for a reason, constitution. And then we have God-given rights. Okay. Now it's my God-given right to live or die like I want to. See what I mean? So it's like if someone wants to go out there, right, and not take this serious. That's their God-given right to do.
Right.
Like my whole thing, this how you know it's an overall plan. When has a government, not even just for all people, let's just focus on black people, okay? All right. When have they gave crap about us in the history of mankind? When have they? So when they telling you, okay, this is the warning sign. I get very nervous when I see a government saying, we care for your safety. When I hear the word safety, I hear the word control. okay?
Right.
You care for your safety. And you don't care for us. And then you have, you want to go best in Africa and things like that.
Chris, they never gave a damn about us. Why would they start now, Chris? They ain't never gave a damn about us before. And then want to give everybody a little funk-ass $1,200. So you mean to tell me I used to get up out of my bed at 4:30 in the morning to go to work 16 and 18 yeah. hours a day, and that's all they think of? What the hell can we do with $1,200?
But people that really have responsibility and have bills and have family, you know, $1,200 really don't stretch that far. And we're not trying to be ungrateful for you guys listening. We ain't being ungrateful. We're calling it like it is. Now, if you listen, I'm not sitting here and say don't accept it. All I am saying is,
if your rent sell me $800 and $1,000. What the hell is $1,200 gonna do? You still gotta buy food. You still gotta put gas in your car. You still gotta have toiletries for your house. You know, you gotta have all these kind of things. Come on now.
Exactly. And then, did you hear the treasury dude that over giving that money to us? He's a multi-millionaire five times over, and he's telling us $1,200.
They get $1,200, but did you see how much the rich people get? They get $1.7 million.
There you go.
They get They already rich now, and they gonna get them $1.7 million. Come on now.
See,
the government
is people don't.
Percentage.
Other words, like it's left to us to use our common sense. We find this. We in war. It's no doubt about it. We are in war, you know, and we are in it by ourselves. We in it right now. And I just think most society is so used to the guns and troops, you know, and jumping out of helicopters and stuff like that, that they are looking for that. But they don't always. And then the enemy here is not necessary, you know, because to me, you know, the new world order, it's all the countries together, all right? They all in this together. My whole thing is what they don't understand, how powerful the media is in the United States.
Ooh,
the media.
But they got to look at what's been going on, because the media been lying about how many people had the virus ever since this started. It ain't that many people had that virus. Them people been lying to get everybody scared. Fear is the worst thing you could do instilling a person, is fear.
Yeah, it shuts down everything. It shuts down, like, if you was a critical thinker, if you were somebody that really thought something thoroughly, and then you add fear to it, you literally you know what it is? It's scary. It's already like a robot controlling your mind, computers, because when they know fear, literally stops your thinking process, and when you got somebody filled with fear and anxiety up, they make decisions that they will normally make, or they will listen to certain people they will never certainly listen to. And this is why they push fear day in, day out. This is why I say they have, like, what, 7 press conferences during the day. You got your governor, you got your mayor doing a press conference, you got your you got the White House doing a press conference, you got the somebody in the health organization in your local city doing a press. It's like 4 or 5 or 7 press conferences every single freaking day, because they have to keep stressing fear, fear, fear. Another thing, when you go to Aldi's, your local store, your Aldi's, your Jewels, I went to AutoZone just like an hour ago. And they got the glass, you saw the big plastic, you know, things by the cashiers. They got to put it in your head that this thing is, like, this is serious. This is... it's nuts. So,
what the hell do I got all this shit up in here for? I put more...
Look, my wife told me. She said, "Well, if this is temporary," and she said, "Look at them big old boats, the screws they got in there." She said, "Those are like some big boats. It ain't gonna be no temporary. You can just lift up." She said, "Look," I said, "Man, you paying attention? You focused. This ain't temporary."
She
told
me, because I ain't even think about that. Shit, big boats mean them motherfuckers gonna be there for a while.
Exactly.
Y'all got to get in touch, because, like I said, this little pandemic they had at first, this just a baby pandemic. Now you wait till the next one comes. It's gonna be a lot. Lord, in Jesus' name, it's gonna be a lot of more people that die. And I just hope people wake up and try to be smart about it, every move they make, and think about stuff, because you can't let people just tell you anything. You got, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Woo! Woo! You
so don't let them do it to you.
Man, you no doubt about that, but those of you that's listening in the Cash Talk Podcast and my guest right now, we thank you. Make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and all on Spotify and all of your respectable podcast platforms. Tell anybody that have a soul, okay? I'm talking about your dogs, your cats, your aunts, okay, Casper, or anybody, all right? Remember, this is the world's most famous podcast on the planet. This Cash Talks. There's no talk like Cash Talks. Man, but what you were saying earlier, what you were just saying is this: if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And what we are seeing right now is people is definitely falling for anything. So here's go. I'm listening to you, and the reason why I have you on because we definitely agree on so many levels. And I just want to touch again on the stay-at-home thing. The reason why I love that you are saying it, let's talk about the second wave. See, the second wave, I believe this first wave and the fear and the punish out there, I say anything that's killing you, how can the second be more, even more scarier than the first when people are dying?
I think it's going to be more people that's going to die this time.
There you go.
They putting the fake numbers up now. This second wave is going to be the real deal.
And they playing with us. And I really do, I think from the beginning, when they put the lockdown, they know people's going to get tired of being in the house. So what they did is, okay, we're going to loosen it slowly, right? Get people this is when you see me speak, when we speak on social media or talk on the podcast, you ever hear me talk, it's, you can't, we spin here and we breaking things down here on Cash Talks, but you know it's so many people that's not, they not trained to even understand what we say, so you have to kind of take a little bit of information and baby feed them. But the danger in that, time is ticking. So it's like, it puts me in a hard place. You know what I mean? Because you will give somebody too much, and they brain to shut down and just turn you off. Then you give people too little, and then they go, well, why you didn't warn me? So, my whole thing is I agree with you. I think this first wave, was just a condition people. Put social distancing in our minds. In central workers. Put that in our mind. And to get us used to being on lockdown. So in the future, when this thing, we already used to being locked away. We already used to being with this. But my thing is this. Some people say, if there's a biological war or like biological weapon, this coronavirus, but some people that believe that doesn't believe in the 5G towers, okay? And I have always said that I'm not saying they both, like the 5G is necessary causing this coronavirus, but what I'm saying is just as worse. It's just as worse than the COVID. So we supposed to be looking at everything here, because I think there's a lot of things at play here. So what's your thoughts on that, 5G, and should people be looking into 5G at the same time, or should they just be focused on the virus? What's your take on that?
It don't matter, because when they put them robots out there, when they going to know what them 5G times for them, when they see them robots beating them to work in the morning, they going to know what they for them. But yeah, I think 5G towers. But why did they have to sneak the 5G towers in, like during the pandemic, while people wasn't gonna notice they putting up these big ass poles? They thought people wasn't gonna notice what they was doing.
See, and that's another point you made.
You tell somebody me that I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna start doing my research, looking up everything. So when they start doing the 5G towers, I say, you know what? What is the 5G towers for? We got 4G on our phone. What we need 5G for? So I say it's something powerful they're trying to do, and I'll be doggone, ding ding ding, robots.
Yeah, it all leads to artificial and intelligence and combining humans and then ultimately taking humans out of the mix and strictly 100% robots. But they every plan they have to massage. You know, like you doing your hair, you know what I'm saying? You massage the chemicals in your head and get your perm. You have to massage, you have to slowly do it. And I think they are slowly, this is what they're doing. Now, 5G radiation is real. I really believe it. Now, this is the part when I say, for the ones and that say, bro, stay, like, you not saying that. You get it. I agree with you. You do have, you better stay. But this is not say you, it's kind of like you give or take. You can't just live. It's like, you can't live in fear, man. Because the thing was, I don't think you just, I really don't think you they have thought about everything, my friend. And I think they already.
The only thing they were thinking about, Chris, was money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing they was worried about, was some money. And Trump done made his fair share of the money. And that's why I say he getting more bills to come out. We ain't even got our check from the first money you released. So you mean to tell me you done released some more money? I was like, damn, we ain't even got the first check yet. That's so he can get grabs first on what he going to get.
Don't that definitely should make you wonder, when have they get anything to us for free? You know, instead of that money. Now, go ahead. What you about to say?
You're right. That's right. And so you mean to tell me that everybody ain't got the first wave of money and he already signed another bill to put out some more money? That's so he can get some more money to do what he needs to do. Because, see, he about to be out the office. So he got to make one last sweep. And I believe this little corona money, that's going to be his money he's going to take with him when he get out of office.
Yeah, no doubt. And I definitely agree to a certain extent. Now, I'm going to ask you about this. Now, I have had guests, you know, I've talked to in the past and other people that I've just talked to in passing. Now, are you familiar with the New World Order, the NWO?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. Okay, have you heard about the comet that's about to hit? Well, it's not going to hit the Earth, but it's a comet that's supposed to be coming, like, in late May. And they say, like, when this comet comes, it's not going to hit the Earth and shake the Earth. It ain't going to be, you know, dramatic like that. But it's going to cause a major change on this planet.
I did hear about that. Actually, it comes every so many years. It came in the Bible days. It came so many years ago.
Right.
And it's making this. Yeah, definitely.
And listen, Chris, they say it's going to be so powerful. Like, that's why we ain't got no dinosaurs, because the last time it hit, I think it was like 65 million years ago. When it did hit, it wiped the dinosaurs out. So you tell me what's going to be strong enough to knock out, kill a big-ass dinosaur. So I think this coming that's coming, it's going to change everything. And that's when stuff going to be done, got real serious by then. Not to scare nobody enough, but it's just my opinion.
That's what it's all about. Listen. I want people to know I'm not no quote unquote astrocyter. I'm just a 36-year-old man with a family, black man that's trying to figure out what's going on. And this is why we Cash Talk exists with people like yourself, because it's for me to take from you to take from me, and we are, you know, everybody listening in can take. We gotta sit at a round table. It ain't nobody. It ain't about who's right and who's wrong here. It's about,
right.
Okay, let me take the meat, leave the bone. You know, that's
right.
What it's all about.
Chris,
and the people don't know how to come.
You ain't seen me somewhere with my picket sign trying to fight for our people. Because, like I said, all this stuff they're doing to us, Chris, they don't think they owe us something. All these thousands of years that have been playing us and messing over us. And now they put this virus out here that's killing. They're trying to kill the brown skin, you know what I'm saying, Americans. We deserve something for this, because this is just not right. And one day, Chris, mark my word, they gonna reap what they sow on this shit.
Oh, listen, they have to stand before, well, I believe, I'm not putting on anybody else, but they have to stand before the Creator. And trust me, they already know it, man. Because I'm a strong believer, behind anybody is spirit. So you got demonic spirit,
you got
Holy Spirit. So this is what's controlling
like
the world.
They
this is what's controlling.
They gonna eat the crow on this. They gonna eat the crow up on this one here.
Let's go back to the, like you say, for somebody that's listening, that's a different culture or whatever, and they go, but everybody getting affected by this. No, we know this, but lately in the news for the last, what, 2 months, I mean 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the things have changed. It came from China, it came from this, and
now
this disease, this virus supposed to really attack the black people, the brown people. And now this is what kind of got me. I want you to get your take too. But this is what got me, and this is talking to our people, is that here go we know what these people, the government, the elite have done to us since slavery. Oh, not just slavery, the laws have been set up against us. Since, you know, I mean, before this pandemic, we was queens, we was kings, we was, you know, we
they
wanted to kill us. they wanted to kill us for our organs. We have the best skin. We have the best mind. Soon as this pandemic hit, it's like our people have literally reversed. And you know what I mean? Like, they go, well, we think this virus, you know, attack black people because they are unhealthy. So we want to be their savior. And now you're hearing every person, every black, brown person, yeah, you know what? That is right. You know, we are unhealthy people. We do need to eat better. It's like, wait a minute. Y'all don't, this is a messy, you know it? It's like,
I'm not even going to tell you. I'm no fine coke bottle, this and that. But when I seen that interview of that man that came up with Facebook, I bet I'm going to get my body right. I bet I'm finna have milk because it's in our food. They all this stuff they've been telling us to eat, drink milk in the morning, eat breakfast, eggs good for you. Yes. That shit is not good for you. You not supposed to be eating none of that shit. Eggs, milk,
I've been a vegan for, I've been a vegan for going on 3 years, me and my wife, 3 years. I've been a vegan, and but you know, and like you say, this is the time where everybody, you know, comes to the point where you gotta say no. It's all about what you put in your body. We gotta go natural. We gotta go. This is because they listen. But the war have been going on. They have always put stuff in the food. And you know the crazy part is, this is why I say at the end. This is my theory when I say listen. What's meant to kill Chris Cash is going to kill Chris Cash. Now that don't mean I don't take proper care. Like I told you, I have obeyed the staying in orders. I wear gloves.
Right,
but if I'm going to go out and take a walk with my children, and I'm going to do it because I can die 55 different other ways. And listen, it's so many things. This is why you pray, Lord, for the things that I know and not. Lord, the things that I know and I see and things in the dangers that I don't see, can you protect me?
Yeah.
How many times we supposed to be in a car accident, but maybe your car didn't stop, but we took it. Oh, man, God, you made me late. Well, he probably made you late.
That's right. And it's good for you to be late because that probably saved your life. You right, Chris.
Tell me. You get. Hey, I love your energy, man.
Don't be surprised if you see me on TV with my picket sign with a lot of people behind me ready to fight what we should have been did a long time ago.
Well,
I really feel like God put it in my spirit to do so. I don't know how it's going to happen, Chris, but I got a feeling that it is, and it's going to be soon. Because I'm so upset and I'm so angry about what they're trying to do.
Friend, and you should be, and we just trying to get more people to feel the same way that we do. And listen, this is why I had to have you on, because it starts with right now educating the people. Now that we educating the people, we can take it to the streets, we can take it to the other way. I'm with you. Like I said, we already talked off the air. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna get things. I'm with you.
Sorry to cut you out, but everybody wanna get high and smoke blunts, wanna drink and shit. Put that shit down and start using your damn brain. Put that shit. This ain't the time to be getting high.
No doubt. That's
the
problem in your thinking.
You have to get the body right, cause it's a war ahead of us, and y'all better be ready.
And if your mind is clogged and your body is clogged, how are you going to protect yourself? You can buy all the ammunition and you want all the guns. This is my thing. If you find all the guns, ammunition, you smoking, you're doing all that, but you don't even know who's the enemy here. So
you
have a gun. You know what I mean? You don't even know who the enemy is or what the enemy. You might be eating the enemy. You know, like the food. You might be. So you got guns and ammunition, but you eating, like you said, this food that's poison, or you smoking on this beef and this green that's poison.
Right.
Because I think, listen, why would they make it legal, right? And doing this most places you can still, the shops were still open where you can go buy your weed. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
And
I
then
know,
another thing, they kept the fast food open. Now here's the thing, this is how you know it's a big game. How you can't dine in, how is it that, okay, social distancing, but the people making your food, you can't see how they making your food. Most people don't even use gloves.
You right. Exactly. And guess what? I'm an old school country girl. I'm not for eating nothing. I ain't see things. I don't eat out to go play. I don't go out to eat that much anyway. I cook. I'm a cook by profession, so I'm a cook at home.
Oh, listen, not. So
it's gonna
you
be
got kind of hungry.
I cook my own damn food. I don't need nobody cooking nothing for me to eat.
I'm the same way, because you can see what you put in your food. You can see where your food coming from. You know what I mean? And I know this is a side note. I'm kind of hungry. What you good at cooking? What you like cooking?
I'm from, like I said, down south. We cook, you know, I cook home cooked down south food, Chris. Chicken, fried chicken, green yam, cornbread. We like seafood, woo, crawfish. We cook all that. And see, woo, I come from a family that cooks, so that's all I know how to do. Well, I can do other things, but you know, I'm just saying that's my profession. I love for people to taste my food and say, ooh, that's so good. That warms my heart more than anything in the world.
Listen, bro, you need to email me a plate if you can, you know what I'm saying? Email me a plate, you know what I'm saying? Cause my mouth is watery right now. Let me get back on that, what we here for, because now I'm hungry. I'm starving now. But to be on a serious note, you are right. And I'm just trying to, let's talk about these public figures. I don't know where you at with these celebrities, or what I like to call puppets, that they are using to help brainwash the masses so they can go into their propaganda. So I put up something about, I don't know if you saw it, I put something up about Kirk Franklin. Now, and I put that up because I wanted to just clear the air since we live here on this podcast. Because when you pull up stuff on social media, I'm not the best typer. My phone be misspelling for me, so a lot of people don't really explain myself. But I put that up. I'm pulling different things up for people, and I'm sharing other people's thoughts that agree with me, and having you on the show as well to show people, look, this ain't just one source. This ain't just about me. It's look at you. Look at so many other people that sharing this and saying the same thing. That you know, maybe something else is going on. So look background about me. Now, I don't really openly say this, but I know some people, a lot of people know it. Is that I have a background in entertainment, right? Like I used to be a rapper. I had two record deals. I didn't sign none of them because I found out the inside of the music industry is not what they really say. What they really sell you. I never signed my deals. In 2011 and 12, I got into being a male Oprah. I got into interviewing, and I used a lot of my connects that I met from me doing music in the industry, and that's how I got a lot of, like, some people quote unquote big names that I was able to interview. Now, I have stayed low-key on purpose. People don't know. I have stayed low-key. It's a lot of things that I'm sure you know. It's a lot of things that I know that a lot of people just think I'm some dude on social media just spreading my personal opinions, and that's it. See, it's a lot of things that, you know, that I don't say. And, this is how I kind of start being passionate about it. I mean, I saw in the entertainment game behind the scenes what they believe in, and a lot of people don't know. They know this because I know it's out in the open about the Illuminati and stuff. Satanic, it's a satanic world. It's a satanic industry. It's a satanic game. But the politicians and the people that's making these rules right now through our pandemic and everything else are satanic. This stuff is true. Like I don't want to go talk too much, but I have been. Trust me, I have been offered. Okay, I turned down two record deals that would have changed my family life forever. People don't get.
Right.
Sometimes they look at what
you're
doing.
All it ain't worth, you selling your soul to the devil.
Trust me. And people focus on what you do, but they don't never really focus on what you don't do. See what I mean? They just, I would have did this, but they don't get it. So you could be. So my whole thing is what made me, because I was raised in a church, you know, but that ain't what made me. Live to be a believer, live the way I do. What made me when I got into the entertainment business and was able to see what was going on behind the scenes, and then I was connected with the Bible and Bible verses, and this when I said, this stuff is real. Like, my mama took me every day. And I want to make that clear, because some people are like, you just raised in the church, you're brainwashed. No, I'm telling you, I had left the Bible, left the church, and went doing crazy stuff. But when I got into my record deal,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but look at me, Chris. I'm on the other end of it. I did not grow up in the church. We did not go to church every Sunday. I did. It was a man that I was dealing with in my life later on that brought Jesus into my life. And I'm finna tell you something. The way that Jesus had moved in my life through these years to let me know that he has always been here for me, and like I've been finding out all this stuff about what they're trying to do, further lets me know that God's trying to show me stuff. And for he's trying to show me stuff for a reason.
Amen.
Now, I know what the reason is
Amen.
For me to be aware. But it's a bigger reason than that. Because my voice so strong and I'm so compassionate about how I love my people. It's got to be for
Amen.
A reason, Chris.
It is. Listen. I know maybe people not listening in and don't agree with me, or maybe, but I don't believe in coincidence. I really don't.
Right.
I don't believe in coincidence.
Me
I believe
either.
In what meant to be is meant to be. And,
it's
and,
meant to be.
And like connecting with you, you know, you having a voice like you have, man, God bless you with that. For people to understand
That's
you and not
reason,
understand you.
Chris.
Yes.
I know.
Like when you
and I pray and
you know,
I pray
you say,
every night, God, let me do your work. I pray that prayer every night. Use me, Father God, for whatever you need me to do. And I say, just guide me on what you want me to do with this information. And I'll be doggone.
And what are you doing right now? You are listening to him and you are letting him use you, and look what you want. You on Cash Talks podcast, you already doing your thing on your social media, and I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
why I love you so much for even contacting me. So whoever out there can hear my voice and know that, yes, I am aware. And if I need to take this to another level, I'm willing to. I will. Like, because like I said about a lawsuit against Bill Gates, Donald Trump, anybody, the elites, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, anybody that's got anything to do with this needs to be in the courtroom.
That's my whole thing. Like, we got God. Like, I know we talk about the Constitution, but we have God given rights. You know
we
what
got
I mean?
God given rights, and they trying to take them too.
When you forcibly trying to inject something in us, that's my God given right being taken away. Like, it's no more talking about Constitution or anything. That's my God-given right. And then,
right.
I don't know if you saw New York, I know Illinois is trying to do it, and we have to stop these people now, but New York already passed it, you know, last year. Illinois is trying, I don't know where you at, if the mayor and governor are trying to pass it, where they are zapping the religion clause and getting the vaccination. So now they forcing you, it's mandatory that you get vaccinated. In New York, it's mandatory. They trying to pass here in Illinois that now I can't say, bro, my belief, I don't want my children to get invested. And now they help
you. Hey, and you know what? My kids, when my kids have, my grandkids, they have never taken not mm-hmm. one vaccination shot, Chris. And I told my daughters,
God bless
don't you
God.
Take your kids in there and let them shoot your baby with nothing, because you don't know what they shooting up in your child. But I'm finna tell you this too, Chris. When I was younger, if I learned better, I would have did better. I wouldn't have took my kids in there and got no god dog on vaccination, but I ain't know no better. But when you learn better, you do better.
And I'm
going to be like Marshawn Lynch, ready to knock one of them off. You don't have to kill me, because don't come me with no, don't put nothing in my body, and I mean that. For real,
I'm
be like,
trying to stop Larry.
Don't call me. You might as well shoot me first.
Listen, God is my witness. People think I'm talking all they want, but I promise you, like that. Listen, like I said before, I live as a slave. I might as well jump off a bridge. Like
I'm
not gonna. That ain't living.
I'm gonna do it, because I will not. You think I'm letting the white people do us like they did us in the past? No, sir. And this, they doing it to us, but it's just another form of how they doing it. They're getting better and better.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
open. They are the. They, that's why I, you know, right from the music and right from the entertainment, I got into interviewing and into the media point of things. And this is when I found out, friend, that the media is where you want to be at, because you control
yeah,
the narrative
yeah.
of what people think. Yes. That's like literally. So when I'm on, people was like, man, you don't rap no more. You're not in music no more. I'm like, I was telling them, but this was like in 2011 and 12. This was before podcasting was big. This was, media was big. I'm like, I see why a lot of people stay behind the scenes. Because the media is what controls everything. It tells you what to think. You know what I mean? And do you understand how the media work? You understand propaganda. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and And I don't think a lot of people truly understand it, but like you, my sister, man, it's a fresh breath to see you passionate about it, because let me tell you something, your passion and your voice just alone is what it's going to get somebody that will normally maybe listen to me or listen to someone else and get why she's so passionate, why she's so hype. Let me look into why she got this less energy. So it's a blessing to have you, you know, the way you are.
Right, and I thank you for that. And I'm gonna tell you something. Like my mother-in-law live here together. She always say, "Sam, you always speak so strongly about stuff." And I say, "Yeah, Miss Kathy, I say this for a reason. I keep telling. I don't know what it's for. Why God got me, you know, my voice like this here, but my mama voice the same way." And I tell you, when it's time for me to speak up, Chris, I'm gonna speak up for our people. You hear me? I'm going to speak up for our people. I'm going to continue to study and do what I need to do and learn as much information as I need to learn. So when God put me on the spot to shine for him, I'm going to shine for him. You hear me?
Yes. Listen, I don't hear you. I feel you.
Exactly. Thank you, Father God, right now. That's what I'm talking about right there, Chris. I told you I had a strong voice, and it's for a reason. Chris.
What people that I want people to listen in to really listen to us is, you don't know why you go through what you go through many years in your life when you was young, and some of the impossible situations. I can't get through it. I don't know why are you punishing me. Because you just don't know what he's you just don't know what he's molding you for. See, because if
I didn't go through
what you've been through,
I didn't grow up in the church. I did not. But if he in me, all through me.
Listen, let me tell you something, make this clear. And I say this a lot, and it's never to throw my believers or the church under the bus. I say this to sort of try to rake us up, is that you have people that's not even of God or going to church or claim to be holy, doing more or is studying more and know what's really going on than the people that's in church that read the Bible, go on Sunday, and go eat their chicken dinners after the church. And to me, that's a real problem. See, for me, like before, because I rededicated my life to God maybe a month ago. Like, I've always been, you know, with God and stuff. I literally rededicated and seriously walked with him a month ago. But before that, I knew one thing that always troubled me, my friend, was I go to church, right, and I hear, not all church, but I hear church, and it's something some pastors don't preach on. I go, okay, I leave it, I feel good, and I leave out, but why am I learning about the NWO? What I'm learning about artificial intelligence? Why I'm learning about all this stuff and the scriptures that they talking about in church is not matching up? What I'm saying to you, pastors that's listening in, we have to make sure that we are in tune with the Creator, with Yahweh, with Yahshua. We got to make sure that he's really talking to us, because it's no way you should. We got the Holy Bible with the scriptures telling us about the last days. And if you really pay attention to what the scriptures say, and then just go out in the world and pay attention to what world history is happening right now, you will see that most of all the scriptures is adding up. It's telling one complete story. So it hurts me, my friend, to see so many believers that it's not on fire, like that's not on fire or not aware on what's really truly going on. And it's not to throw the believers under the bus, but the Bible says clear as day, in the last days, the church will be lukewarm. The church will be lukewarm. That it will be so many believers that would think they are going to heaven and think they're going there, but they are going to be deceived. They're going to be deceived. Right. And what they're not getting is we are seeing a great deception right now, up bigger than no other. And like you said, if you think it's bad now, right now it's kind of like not in the masses. You know, you had the media taking shots at Donald Trump, and everybody, just when you hear the name Donald Trump, but he is doing some moves, maybe that's a lot of people don't know how to read between the lines, that he is doing some powerful moves, like stopping the World Health Organization, stop funding them. People is taking cracks at Donald Trump, but they don't even understand how big a move that is, man. And that, did you hear that a lot of people saying that basically it's another war going on underground, that basically they saving, you know, children and sex trafficking, and a lot of people, like you say, it's unsealed indictments, and that a lot of big celebrities and big stars are finna go to jail, and politicians. Did you familiar with any of that?
Not familiar with all that. And, yes, and look, just like the drug cartels, they like the drugs, you know, what they need to be. They said like the children with the sex trafficking. Well, yeah, of course it's going to come to a head, because ain't nobody moving, ain't nobody doing nothing.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah,
nobody doing
that.
And,
come to a head now.
Yeah, yeah. And I just feel like, you know, my whole thing to warn people is this. Whether Donald Trump is this or is he helping people, I always tell people to look from bird's eye view. Because if you look from face value only, you can't see the things around you. If you look from bird's eye view, you can see seven towns over. So I always tell people that even though Donald Trump is doing some things, good things right now, you commend anybody. Like if my kids fell off the bike and a dude from the KKK come, pass my kid up, take him home, I don't support the KKK. I'm not going to be buddy-buddy with him. But I'm not going to be grateful that he saved my kid and my kid could have got hit by a... No. So this is when I talk about Donald Trump. I call it a spade a spade. I call it what it is. With Donald Trump, he's doing a lot of great things right now. But I want to also warn people to be very careful that... Well, it's a war going on here. The longest war in the history is good and evil. So that's always
right.
Going to be going on.
But
what we are looking at right now on Earth, with society, what we're dealing with society right now, my friend, I will believe it's between bad and evil. So
that's
what
I'm
meaning is...
There
you go! So what you have is one system. You got one system with the Rockefellers, with the Rothschild, with George Soros, the people that are controlling the world and the banks and political decisions. What you're seeing is they getting overthrown by the new system, right? And the new system is even more evil than the current system that we've been under.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got so many people cheering like Donald Trump on, and so I just wanted to my listeners, the people, to be careful. Now, even though you just heard me say, "Good job, Donald Trump, for not funding the WHO Foundation. Good job, Donald Trump, he's not as stupid as you think." But you also seem kinder in the society. The tone for Donald Trump, the appetite for Donald Trump is kind of turning. You get a lot of people that just flat out hated him. Now they kind of saying, "Bro, I think he's being misunderstood." Now, I even though I give props where props due, I want to warn people. He's not on our side either. None of them is on our side. What you're seeing is a war between bad and evil, and that one system opt on the other system, right? With the bank reserve, with the one. See, what you're seeing is getting what people not understand. The economy, in my opinion, they crashing the economy. Trump and all of them is crashing the economy on purpose. This is what's going on here. This is like, because what people don't. That's why these indictments coming. This is why all this stuff. It's like, it's about him becoming. He's already the president. He's gonna win right in November. Come on. He's already gonna win. It's already in stone. But what people now understand, he's crashing the economy right now. The American dollar is nothing. It's zero. Think about this. Go ahead.
You're right. The dollar. Everything's gonna be digital now. The dollar ain't gonna. It's done lost its value.
Exactly. So if you make it things digital, they able. Listen, the new money system that's going to be implemented. Now this is the vaccines, the chip, the artificial, all that is all part of the end times, the end goal. But it's the one world government. This is to me, what's going on now is all part of saying that in place. And whether it's the 5G, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's everything else, it's all setting you up for the one world government, one world currency. And you already hearing about Bill Gates. Yeah. So what I'm saying is this is what I feel is going on, especially in the United States, is that what people don't get. Yeah, you can buy your mask, gloves, you can stay in or go out. But you got to look at the bigger picture. They are crashing. It's no doubt about it. 7 million people are on unemployment. What do that tell you? What do that tell you? What do that tell you? Like,
yes.
The economy is...
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, now, you go ahead. The economy is over with. And you know what? This time right now for black people, the celebrities or whatever, open black banks. Open some banks that we can trust to put our money in and, you know, give us right to get our credit up to buy property and stuff. And, you know, the black people that's got money, these millionaires, open a damn bank. That's why you got all that money.
You know what, my friend? See, it's right there to make sense to us, the people, right? I don't even want to say us, the people, but us. But this is just what I feel, and some things what I kind of know, but what I feel, because I don't want to say what I know. But just ultimately, but listen, this is all part of the deception. See, most of these celebrities and entertainers, it was a plan from the beginning to gain our trust, to gain our love for them. You know, because I mean, you go, oh, I grew up on this person since I was young. Like, let's take Michael Jordan, for example. Right. I'm not knocking him under the bus. But he's such a great basketball player, icon. Remember when he was playing basketball? Remember he used to advertise ballpark hot dog?
Right.
So I never liked it how ballpark hot dog taste. But I used to bug my mama to go buy ballpark hot dogs. But I used to tell my mom, go buy those hot dogs because Michael Jordan told you to on the commercials. See, this is what it's all about.
I get you loud and clear.
You know, and so we have to be careful. You know, like you say, I know you passionate about our people, which I am, trust me, am too. But people, I always also tell people, you better be careful just thinking because someone look like you or have your color that they got your best interest at heart. Yeah, because
right. Because
a lot of these celebrities.
About the celebrities, Chris, I heard a guest you had on about, I want to say it was about a week or two ago, it was a guy you had on your show, and he was saying about the celebrities, how, like you just said, you wanted to, it might didn't even taste good, but it was what you liked, and it's what you wanted to hear. And so, you know, you'll take that, that's just like our food we eat. It's so good and delicious when you eat it, but it's tearing your body up. You're not even supposed to be eating it. So that's what the celebrities do. You love them, you like them, and you're going to follow them, but they don't mean you a damn bit of good. I thank you for Chris for giving me a chance to voice my opinion, and I thank you for so much for valuing my opinion on everything. Thank you very much, Chris, and I love you so much and your family, too. And you be safe.
Exactly the address to your social media. Like, where do they type your name in and to come up? So do you... You have a URL to it?
Just type my name in. It's Cassandra Lewis.
Lord Jesus, I just want to say thank you for an amazing, amazing podcast, amazing show. Thank you, Lord Father, for blessing the guests and myself to be able to use our bodies as vessels to speak your will to the people, your truth to the people, Lord Father. I want to pray over my guest and her family, giving her the to not be scared and taking the fear out of her, to be so passionate, not only for you, Lord, but for to rake up her people and just strangers or anybody that's seeking and hunger for information. Thank you for giving her the mind, just the mind and the will to have the courage to stand to be able to talk public about what's going on, Lord Father. But please keep her protected. Protect her wherever she goes. Protect her mind. Bring peace of mind to her. Put peace in her heart. Put peace into her household, around her family members, around her kids, because we know, Lord Father, when we do your will, that the devil, Lord, is sending his demonic and his demons around to taunt us and to our children and to our family members to get at us. But we know that the devil is a coward, Lord Father. He have no powers, Lord Father. He have to go through you before he do anything to us, Lord Father. Lord Father, pray for any temptations that might come for us, the devil voice getting in our heads to say, you are not worthy. Or you look at you, that you can literally rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Keep us strong as we leave this podcast. We leave this show, Lord, that everybody that listen to this show, that listen to our conversation, they get filled with your Holy Ghost, that they want to know more about you, Lord Father. Please anoint this show in the name of Jesus. Please anoint both of us as we leave, that we can be vessels of you, and we can come together and keep working together, and we can keep bringing people closer to the truth. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father, for another day and the remainder of the weekend. In Jesus' name, Yahshua, we pray. Amen. Hey, I thank you very, very much for your time. I enjoyed you, and before we out of here, I'm going to give you the last word. Anything you want to say to the listeners before we get out of here?
Be safe and be strong. Repent and get baptized.
Amen. Download Spotify, and all of your major podcast platforms. Make sure you follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook as well. And thank you guys for your support. And you, again, this is Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, a.k.a. Last of a Dying Breed. And you listen to the world's most sanest podcast on the planet. This is Cash Talks. There's no talks like Cash Talks.
Remember, we not them.
We us.